This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Obviously, you've been in the division with the Panthers and the Red Wings, so you know a lot about the Sabres. Just in general, what went into the decision to join this club?
You know what actually swayed my decision the most was I had spoken to James Reimer and Dustin Tokarski, who were there the last 2 years, and they both spoke very highly of it. And they said it's a great spot to be for a goalie, and I am pretty close with both of those guys, so I have a lot of trust in their opinion. And they both really enjoyed their experience and their time there. And so that was big for me. I think that the team is dangerous offensively. I've been on the wrong end of that. You probably might remember a 7-1 beating last season in KeyBank Center. I'm just excited to be there. I think that Buffalo is a good fit for me, and kind of how I like to operate. I'm a small town guy, and so I'm excited to be there.
And you had 21 wins for the Wings a couple of years ago, and just as you left Florida and got to Detroit, how do you think your game and your career progressed in those 2 years?
Yeah, well, I mean, on paper, for sure, you know, it gave me a big boost in terms of my career. But I think that probably before that, I was prepared to be in the NHL. And maybe I didn't do enough early in my career to kind of earn an opportunity. And then, you know, I kind of just figured things out, matured, and my habits got better. And so then I think things kind of started to take off. And I think, you know, after being in Detroit for 2 years, it's given me some clarity on kind of how the season needs to go. The NHL is vastly different than the American Hockey League, just in terms of schedule, in terms of preparation. And so I was still adjusting to that later in my career. I felt almost like a rookie again these last, you know, especially that first year in Detroit. I was still learning a lot. But I'm just a day-to-day guy and be very competitive on a day-to-day basis. That's kind of the crux of my beliefs. So I just continue to try to bring that.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex, Rachel Lindsay from the Buffalo News. You're in your 9th, 10th year as a pro. How do you think all of that experience across the NHL and AHL is going to help you and help the Sabres goaltending situation that you enter?
Good question. I think that you can't go into a season and expect it to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows the whole time. I think that has been a big learning curve for me. Just setting or understanding that you're going to have to go to war 82 times and you're going to have to go into battle 82 times. And that's an extremely difficult thing to do. There's going to be times when you feel really bad, and there's going to be times when you feel really good and really confident. And kind of just staying on that even level is really the key to life and the key to success from my experience. But I think going into a season and entering a season and thinking it's going to be a great year is kind of fool's gold a little bit. And going into a year not confident either is also fool's gold the other way. So I think that if you go in with a clear mind and just try to improve every day, whether it happens or not is, you know, who knows. But I think just going in and saying, all right, if I can just, you know, be the best version of myself for 180 days or however long our season is, that usually yields pretty good results from my experience. So obviously you guys know James Reimer. I had learned a lot from him, and he was probably the most even human in the world. He doesn't get high or too low. And so I try to emulate that a bit, but like I said, I just try to be really competitive, no matter the situation. And I find that that's kind of my strength in the goalie room.
Yeah. How did you meet James Reimer?
I played with him. I was with him in Detroit the year
okay.
before. Yeah.
And then in signing with the Sabres, how did they explain what your role is going to be in the goaltending hierarchy, for lack of a better term, with this team?
Yeah. I think that I've been in many situations where you go in with a certain expectation and then it doesn't transpire that way at all. And so I think at this point in my career, part of the value I bring is, like I said, like 180 days, I'm going to be the best version of myself I possibly can be. I'm going to be the most competitive version of myself I possibly can be. And we're going to, you know, see where the chips fall after that. But I can't really give you a concrete answer. I don't really know. My aspiration is always to play as many games as possible and win as many games as possible. And I think that that's a good mentality to have. You have to be ultra competitive in the goalie room, but also extremely supportive at the same time. And it's a really fine balance to strike, but I think that's a strength for sure that I have. So that's how I approach it. And I don't really have a good answer for you. I wish I could lay something more concrete out in front of you. I'm just beating around the bush a little bit, but that's just kind of my game and a good way that I approach the season.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. You know, in 22, 23 with the Panthers, you kind of had a breakout stretch. Can you explain just, you know, what happened during that stretch for you personally and what it's done for your career, I guess?
Yeah, I think it actually, I think, happened earlier. I was in Philly for 5 years with the Flyers. And after I didn't go back there, it gives you a sense of reality in your professional life. You know, that do or die mentality. And after I left Philly, I just didn't have much opportunity. And I think I just found another level of desperation that I needed to play with and I needed to train with and I needed to have in my attitude. And so you kind of just understand that you're fighting for your life every day. Maybe I took that for granted a little bit when I was younger, which I think is, you know, most young players probably go through that progression. And I think that Florida, I didn't realize this at the time. I don't think anybody realized this, but I was probably a sleeping monster a little bit. And things kind of just clicked really for us really well. And then, and so maybe I just provided some stability and they kind of latched onto it around me. So I really don't necessarily look at that as a breakout for me. I guess I look at it as more when I left Philly, I just started to, you know, think about what you want to do in this world and just kind of hit me with a dose of reality. So that's the edge that I continue to try to maintain and to play with and be that super competitive person. And so I still think about that a lot, but it's always an uphill battle. And the hamster wheel never stops spinning, really. So it's always a day-to-day grind to try to find that motivation and that will to stop the puck and win games. So
21-22, when you won the Calder Cup with the Wolves, was more the year you think your career changed then?
For sure, for sure. And that's kind of where it's interesting. And it's actually, I mean, this is a way bigger conversation than we're probably willing to have right now, but I just kind of felt like I was being bogged down to a degree, thinking about technique and trying to improve, like, you know, the speed of my game. And I left Philly and I just said, you know what, I'm going to let my competitivity take over. I'm here to win games. And it was a realization to me that if you can win games, then really you're not going to be held down. And once I realized that and started thinking about goalie that way, I just started focusing on winning. I started focusing on being the most competitive person that I could be. And things really, really started to go up from there. And that's, you know, the whole skill versus trying to play the game in the bigger picture debate, I guess, is what I'm referring to for young players now. And you see it a lot where, you know, most hockey players know how to play the game. And it doesn't really matter how fast they can, you know, toe drag or stick handle or whatever. It's about a lot of those other things. And when I started focusing on those other things, I got a lot better, to be honest with you. And so that's just what I try to bring to the team, wherever it may be, is just being that ultra competitive kind of me against or us against the world mentality. So, that's what I'm going to try to bring to the Sabres for sure.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
Hi, Alex. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, Ukko Pekka Luukkonen wouldn't be considered a young goalie anymore, but Devin Levi certainly is. And I'm sure you remember, well, the first year Florida went to the Stanley Cup Finals, you had a game, I think it was the second last week of the season in Florida against Devin Levi. You won it 2-1. I think you made 39 saves, and he might have made 36 in that game. And yep, he's still considered a young goaltender. Are you the type of guy now with all the experiences you've already described to us and that you have that you can maybe help him as a young goalie when you are paired with him?
I'm a big believer that goalies have to support goalies. There's only two goalies or whatever, however it shakes out or whatever. Devin is in the room, I haven't spoken to him at all, but there was a time in my life where I didn't treat the other goalies that well. And it was a mistake. You have to support each other because the reality is in an 82 game season, you need both guys to be going. And you need both guys to win games. And when one guy's struggling, you need the other guy to pick him up for the confidence. I know, like, when I'm struggling and I know that the other guy is going to win a game, it gives me a lot of confidence and it makes me play a lot more freely. So, like I said, it's just such a delicate balance of being very competitive with each other and pushing each other, and also you know, being very supportive as well off the ice and having that good relationship. So, I think both of those guys are extremely talented and are probably, I think, Luukkonen is 25. Is that right?
26, I think.
So, like, I mean, I think for most guys in the typical goalie experience, you really don't understand your game that well until you're like, yeah, probably between 26 and 29, somewhere in there. And so those guys are just starting out. They've got a long path ahead of them. And the development curve, or I shouldn't even say development, but just the curve is different for everybody. I didn't figure it out maybe till a little bit later. But those guys are both so talented. They both move so well. Like I said, I don't know them on a personal level yet. I'm looking forward to that, but I can't wait to be in the room with them and help them, and they're going to help me. And we're going to push each other. And like I said earlier, I try to get as many starts as I can, and I try to win as many games as I can. And that's how you keep a spot in the league. So that's my mentality.
I'm sure you remember that game. Devin was right out of college.
I do.
I mean,
Yeah,
he was like matching you save for save. And if the Sabres won, they would have made the playoffs and you didn't, wouldn't have.
Well, I to be fair, I think at that point I was matching him save for save, you know. But nah, he's and it's mental game, right? It's 99% mental. And so you just have to figure out the things that work for you and stick to them and hold them in your hand like a fragile baby bird, you know? And it's a really hard thing to do, to keep that stamina up for 82 games. And, you know, confidence goes a long way. Everything goes into it. It's one of the most difficult positions in sports, physically and mentally. So, yeah, I hope they push me. I hope they make me better. And I hope that I can make them better as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi, Alex. Matt Fairburn from The Athletic here. Welcome Hello. To Buffalo.
Thanks.
You know, you mentioned there maybe you weren't always as welcoming to the other goalies or things like that. I'm curious how it seems like you've been in almost every type of situation, whether it's three goalies or whether you're that guy coming up from the American League to push somebody or have a spot start here and there. How do you think that will help you in this case with Devin in particular? Maybe, you know, he might be in the AHL. Maybe at times all three of you will be on the roster. Who knows how it'll shake out. But how does having all of that different experience help you kind of handle whatever gets thrown your way?
It is. It's great experience, and it's really hard. Honestly, like I just remember it's a weird development always for every goalie too, because there's very few goalies that are starters their entire career, right? So like when you're in college, you're the man. I started almost every game. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was just playing. And then I got to the American League and I had to start to fight for starts. And then I became the starter again for a couple of years. And then I started going up and down a lot. And going up and down is a completely different skill set than anything else. Like it takes time to go up and down and understand travel. Hey, you're flying out at 5 o'clock. You're starting the next night. Like that's an extremely difficult situation that you get better at with time and practice. So for sure, like the experience, all those experiences, I'm sure there'll be experiences this year that I've never encountered, but, you just have to figure out ways to make it work. And like I said, like desperation, it always comes back to being desperate for me. If you're desperate to win a game, if you're desperate to do whatever you want to do in hockey, then that goes a long way. And like people can sense that and people understand that and teammates respond to that. And that's an infectious thing. So being ultra competitive, being super desperate, winning games, those are all things that are just really good qualities to have in goalies for sure. And players as well. And I mean, I'm sure every aspect of life, I'm not telling you anything that, you know, is a secret here, but yeah, I think it's just like when you get bogged down in those other distractions, like, oh, making excuses for yourself. Oh man, we have three goalies on the roster. It's useless, you know, thoughts to me. And I still get consumed by it. Like I'm not going to, you know, tell you that I'm the master of it yet. It's always, it's an unmasterable position, but, yeah, for sure. Those experiences will go a long way, and, whatever I can do to help, the other guys play as well as they can, for sure do that. And I hope they do the same for me. And ultimately, you know, we're here to win games, and if the team wins the games and the team vibe is good and we're playing the right way and playing honestly and doing the things off the ice we need to do in an honest fashion, then good results are going to happen. So you just kind of have to focus on that and be process oriented in that sense.
I read somewhere that when you got to Yale, you said you, even at that point, you weren't entirely sure that you were going to be a pro hockey player, like you weren't sure that what level you would get to. I'm curious, like,
right,
at what point maybe you realized that was the reality, and what I don't know, what did you think 32-year-old Alex Lyon was going to be doing if not
well pro hockey? I didn't think I would be in this situation for sure. I thought I was going to play Division III hockey, and then all of a sudden things broke out for me my senior year. And so then I was committed to Yale and I was going to the USHL and it was great. And then I went into the school with the mentality of like, my dad went to Yale. So like, it wasn't, it was like, you got to have good academics to have that safety net for yourself. And so that was always my thought process is like, all right, I mean, if hockey's good, then great. But I'm going to Yale to also create that net for myself. And then coming out of school, I had 2 great years in college, and coming out of the school, I thought I was the man. Probably got a little too far ahead of myself. And at some point in there, you know, in my 20s, I was just like pushing so hard, probably too much. And but at some point when you're in the American League for that long, you kind of have to resign yourself to like, okay, you know, this might be my reality, which is every athlete, unless you're, you know, whatever, Usain Bolt has to face that reality at some point. But it's funny because when I accepted that and I got, you know, like I left Philly, I got to Chicago. I was just like, all right, let's just try to be the best American League goalie I can be, try to be the best version of myself I can be. And that's really when things started to fall into place was, you know, not put that pressure on yourself. And so it's just always an up and down kind of undulating thing like that. But like to your point, yeah, I'm here and I'm fired up and I want to play till they rip the jersey off my back. You know, I love playing the game. And I think once you get into your, you know, 30s, you kind of understand like how fun it is on a daily basis, how lucky you are to be making money playing hockey. I just find more and more that I love playing. I skate almost every day in the summer, 3-4 days a week in the summer. So I try to focus on that. I love playing the game. And I'm getting paid to do it. And what a rare opportunity it is. So I'm just going to continue to try to perpetuate that. I mean, I'd much rather be doing this than, you know, most other things going. So, yeah, I feel lucky for sure.
Did you finish your degree at Yale?
I didn't finish. I never really thought that I was going to get this far. I kind of was just like, oh, I'll do it next summer. I'll start it next summer. And next thing you know, you start making a little bit of money and you stop reading books quite as much. And you don't realize that you really can't read at the same level you did before. And I will finish my degree for sure at some point. That's a priority for me. And but just right now I'm just kind of riding the ride and living the dream. And that's where I'm at, just living in the moment.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex, I'm interested in a thought on the Panthers. You were there for year one, you know, the Boston series, the push to the playoffs, the Carolina overtimes. So you had it on the inside. Then you've competed against them the last 2 years. It's one of the great accomplishments of the salary cap era they've put together. What is it about the Panthers that they've exploded in this way?
Yeah, I think very definitively, the one thing that I learned, I mean, first of all, they have great players, right? Like, go up and down the roster. It's a group of very good players. So you do need the X's and the O's, but you also need the Jimmys and the Joes. So they got the Jimmys and the Joes for sure. But I think one thing that I really learned about the Panthers and learned from the Panthers, I saw it in Carolina as well. They were really good at this, but they have a level of apathy that allows them to play very freely, if that makes sense. And I'm sure it's like any job. I'm sure it's like writing or anything like that. When you are focused more on the process, focus more on yourself, focus more on enjoyment, playing with passion and energy and happiness, and then also allowing the results to be what they are and move on from them very quickly. I think that they do an exceptional job of that. They don't dwell on anything. They emotionally move on, and every team says it. It's so much easier said than done. Every team goes, oh, you know, we'll move on to the next one. It doesn't matter. And then you know, you lose 3, 4, 5 in a row, and it's like, yeah, we're really pushing here now. You know what I mean? It's funny how that narrative always changes. But they were so good at just living in the moment, enjoying the process, never getting too high and never getting too low. Yeah, you know, it also has quite a bit to do with the personalities of the team. They have just like exceptional leadership with Barkey and Matt Tkachuk there. Those two guys were really good and fun players to play with and inspiring players to play with. And so that's what I try to bring is, hey, like, there's probably going to be some games this year where it's going to be a slog. And then there's probably going to be some games this year where we're going to feel great and be buzzing around the ice and, things are going to go like perfectly. So I think the ability to not live in that pure bliss and also not live in that super negativity, is essential. And saying it to the media is one thing, but going home and living your life after the game is a super crucial thing. And it's something that everybody's trying always to achieve, but when you're in January and, you know, things are tough, it's hard not to dwell on that. So learning that, experiencing that, moving on while also giving it your 100% passion in the moment is a skill that you have to learn and get better at. But yeah, that's kind of what I see, along with, like I said, our really good roster, good GM, great coach, good organization. So they got a lot of things going right there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex, going off of what you just said, I'm curious, as you come into a situation, I mean, you were in Detroit and they were trying to end a long playoff drought, right? And Buffalo's trying to end an even longer playoff drought. Like, how important is what you're talking about to coming into a situation like this one, where I feel like it's been easy for players to get bogged down in the negativity, even negativity that predates them, right? Like, it goes back, you know, years. Like, how do you, can you impart that on teammates, or just how important and infectious can that attitude be if you're able to bring that to this group?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, that's an unanswerable question, but I think personally the best way is, hey, we got to start with game one. We got to start with preseason game one. Practice, preseason, you got to start tomorrow. You got to be the most competitive guy on the ice tomorrow. And then we'll go from there. And then the day after, you got to be the most competitive, whether it's your summer skate. I think about, you know, the best players that I've played with, Detroit, Florida, Carolina, Philly, like the best guys are the ones that, put their heart on their sleeve every single practice, every single game. There's nothing like, you know, obviously they're special players, but that's the number one quality for sure throughout all of that. And so I just try to bring that, like, personally, on a day-to-day basis. It's like, all right, you know, tough game. We have to, next practice, you have to try to be the best player on the ice. And whether it's achievable or not is one thing, but that's the mentality you have to go into it with. Hey, we might, I don't know, what, have a tough start. Well, you have to mentally prepare for that before, you know, it even happens. You have to be ready for that situation. What did I do in the summer? What did I do in training camp? What did I do in the preseason to bounce back from those situations? So it's like an everyday thing to me. And if you bring competitive energy, passion every single day, then good things are just going to happen. And if you continue to bring passion and energy through the bad times, that I think says a lot about character. The guys that struggle to fight through those situations are usually the ones that don't make it. And that's just speaking from an American League perspective. You know, you see a million of them where they come in and it's just that mental adversity. And so I think for sure, like, scar tissue is hard to get around. But it's also foolish to, you know, go into the season thinking, oh, maybe this is the chance or XYZ. You have to live in the moment. You have to be accepting of the results, but you have to lay your life on the line for 82 games. And that's just the reality of it. And then see where the chips fall, but that will give you the best chance. You know, there's no guarantees, but that will give you the best chance. And if you can say, hey, I try to get better every practice. I try to do the right things every day off the ice, off days, practice days, game days. Good things are going to happen. And like I said, like you can't make any, you can't live in the future. You can't live in the past, but actually a good, I know all the Stahls pretty well. I've been with all of the Stahls, and one thing that they all imparted, especially Eric Stahl, he was so good about it, but he's like, you have to live in the moment and good things are just going to continue to happen to you. If you live in the moment and work really hard, it sounds super simple. It sounds super cliche. It's extremely hard to do in an NHL season. But that's where I found my most success. And that's when I played my best, is when I'm, like I said, being ultra competitive and living in the moment. And so you just have to prepare to be in the moment for the entire season. And then whatever happens after that is what happens. But like I said, with Florida, you know, that's their mentality. The best teams that I've been, you know, I won Calder in Carolina, and we just had a great time, lived in the moment. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's I'm really excited about the challenge and the opportunity. And like I said, I've been on the receiving end of some shellackings by the Sabres here in the last few years. So I know how dangerous this team can be, and I love it. So it's an exciting time for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.